Appendix M, Filter Effectiveness. Published policy establishes the requirement to check performance of all in-service filter separators every 30 days through the submission of samples to a certified laboratory for filter effectiveness testing. This is a key element of the Army Bulk Fuel Quality Surveillance Program to ensure clean fuel is dispensed into end-use aircraft, vehicles, and other equipment. DA PAM 710-2-1 provides filter effectiveness sampling procedures, including the preferred sample method, a matched weight monitor sampling device. This is the most efficient and cost-effective way to perform the filter effectiveness testing, which involves passing 1 gallon of fuel through a matched weight monitor downstream of the filter separator under flow conditions. Refer to the Petroleum Testing Kit TM for instruction on use of the Quick Connect adapter device to obtain a millipore sample to meet filter effectiveness monthly requirements. All units with MTO authorized millipore sampling equipment shall comply with monthly filter effectiveness testing by using the millipore kit vise, submitting 1 gallon samples to the supporting fuels lab. 1 gallon samples are authorized on an exception basis only if millipore equipment is not an authorized MTO item, or the millipore sampling device is inoperable and in the process of being repaired or replaced. All installations and units that are not authorized MTO equipment will take action to obtain millipore equipment through normal supply channels. Deviations from these procedures shall be coordinated through USAPC. 1 gallon samples are far more expensive to package and ship than monitors. They are also more labor-intensive and costly to test in the laboratory and result in a significant volume of hazardous waste stream at the laboratory. Overall costs of 1 gallon samples can exceed 100% to 400% of comparative costs of millipore submissions to the lab. Multiple millipore monitors can be shipped in the same packaging, further reducing the overall cost per sample. 1 gallon cans cannot be shipped through the United States Postal Service. Unit-level attention to managing sample submission cycles also allows for cost savings by reducing the need for next-day or air shipment to a supporting laboratory to meet the 30-day testing requirement. Activities that choose to use the Army Petroleum Lab, New Cumberland, must contact them to set up an account prior to submission of samples. This applies only to those activities that do not have a current activity code assigned by the lab.